Mass transit is among the many industries hit hard by the pandemic as agencies across the country grapple with service cuts and steep drops in ridership. For months, transit officials have pleaded for support from the federal government. A spokesman for advocacy group Transit Center calling the situation existential peril. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Jason Henderson, Ph.D., Professor of Human Environment and Urban Transportation at San Francisco State University. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So as this year comes to a close, many transit agencies are facing budget deadlines. How do you think some of them are calculating their costs with the pandemic at the front?
Good morning, Rebecca. I would say that transit leaders are forlorn and feel abandoned by the federal and state government. And the state government of California needs to step in really fast. They're in legislative session right now. Transit is vital to all of the state's climate and justice goals. And if the state doesn't step in immediately, it would kind of reflect a lack of concern, not just for transit, but for these bigger goals. For example, the state could rapidly enable cities and transit agencies the ability to raise revenue through congestion pricing. That requires enabling legislation. We can borrow against future congestion pricing revenue, and that's what London did, and we can do that here.
And what about federal money?
So public transit is unfairly forsaken by a rural mindset in the U.S. Senate right now, and their goal seems to break urban public transit and to promote privatization. They just gave $1 billion to Uber and Lyft for a federal contract, but can't bail out transit. So the election in Georgia would be a game changer. If the Democrats prevail, you would have an urban senator from Atlanta and one from Savannah. So that's basically where I see it going right now.
You know, this is slightly off topic, but I just have to wonder how much labor is an issue here for the Senate, since, you know, they're giving money to companies that really have broken labor's back in certain ways.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a major. I mean, labor is a big cost in public transportation, and the mantra on the Republican side is to privatize, have part-time, kind of more of a gig worker-oriented transit policy.
Okay, so in the Bay Area, do you know which agencies are getting hit the hardest?
Well, all of them, really, but some harder due to their higher dependence on farebox recovery, like BART. BART has a bigger hole to plug in the next year because of the fall-off in ridership. A system like Muni could be more nimble, because only 25% of its revenue was actually coming from farebox. Not that it's easy to plug that gap, and there's other funding sources that are also in peril, but I'm hopeful that the city leadership and the state leadership can come together and find a way to really address this quickly.
How are the ferries doing?
I have not actually looked at the ferry. I know some of them are running. They were always kind of a skewed, highly subsidized per rider compared to an agency like Muni. So, but on the other hand, maybe it's a better way to cross the bay because you can be outside if you're an essential worker.
And I'd feel more comfortable being on the outside, certainly. So environmental impact, what's it going to have?
So the environmental impact is massive. Like I said earlier, all of the state's climate aspirations to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, local air pollution, I mean, it's massive. But we can do some quick things. In the Bay Area, we can look to Paris, where the municipality there is putting in fully separated safe cycling networks parallel to the underground metro lines in order to uncrowd, to allow metro passengers to take a bike safely. And the vast majority of car trips in the Bay Area are short distances and easy to achieve by bicycle. Many transit trips can be done by bicycle, too. Many e-commerce delivery and TNC trips can be shifted to bicycle. And by shifting all of that to bicycles, we can make it less painful for the essential workers that do have to take long-distance automobile commutes from far-flung areas. And it's to avoid the gridlock and the increasing stress on the streets.
Okay, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Jason Henderson, Professor of Human Environment and Urban Transportation at San Francisco State University.